Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, getting you ready for another hour of the show here. Royals begin a homestand tonight. We will get into that as we make our way through. Felix Johnson also stopping in. Next segment to talk about the NFL, everything going on in the world of football, also the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get his take on the stadium stuff that's been kind of floating out there the last couple of days, see if he feels the same way we do, that the Chiefs will probably stay in Missouri and there's still a chance at least that the Royals could come over to Kansas. But we'll get Felix's take on all that as we make our way through some of the reporting he's been doing with the Chiefs. That Royals homestand will be compelling. Again, playoff teams all over the place that they'll be playing over the next six games. Your calls, 869-1240. Your comments on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Appreciate everybody on 12 News Plus. And, of course, your voice messages available on the Odyssey app. It's all what's on tap for you here in the second hour, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer. Made here. Speaking of the video stream, Rick continues with the NFL conversation we were just having on the other side of the break. You also said most violent, injury-prone sport owners are not going to do it. Well, they're not going to do it if they don't have to do it, right? That's what I mean from like the player's perspective. How has that singular issue not caused critical mass holdout strike type implications by now? I hope it doesn't, but how is it not? Like if you're if you were at that table and you're representing the players, like what is the singular thing you would fight for? Because for me, it would be guaranteed contracts. There's a precedent for it in the other sports. Like we have precedent for this. Like these leagues are guaranteeing these contracts and these players are taking on way less injury risk than we are.
Well, look, I think that directing it back to what we found out less than an hour ago from Pablo Torre that, you know, the NFL and Roger Goodell and the owners allegedly have been colluding to not guarantee contracts or to not make that a tradition, not have that happen more often than not. I think it shows the lack of appetite for sure from the top down, you know, to make this happen. So, I mean, I think the bottom line is that it would have to take something of a colossal labor change, like labor strike, long-term. And I don't think the players, owners, players association, the teams, the league, I don't think anybody has the appetite right this second for that. That being said, though, depending on how this story plays out, if it does get picked up and people start, you know, jumping on it and it becomes a bigger topic, then I could see that maybe being the galvanizing move for the Players Association could to be. Say, you know what, we need to start looking at this a lot more seriously and be prepared for some kind of labor strike or something, you know, to try to get, you know, to try to at least hold the league accountable, hold the teams accountable and showing that, you know, look, it's one thing to not guarantee our contracts. It's another thing to collude to not give us guaranteed contracts.
Well, and that's where, and Rick saying that the owners would rather have a lockout than do this. Yeah, for a season, maybe for half a season, but not for an extended period of time. And nor would the players, by the way, because the playing career is shorter. Every season that is locked out shrinks. That's the owners have done a nice job from their perspective of making this not happen. I think that over time, again, you're going to have individual star players that have all the leverage in the world say, nah, we're going to need that guaranteed, or just continue to grow the guaranteed portion that eventually that lifts the bottom end up and makes it more of a standard in the contract. I think that's probably more likely. It is a little bit different, right, than baseball players. And baseball players have gone on strike, right? We've had lockouts. We've had lockouts in the NBA. I don't believe we've ever had a lockout in the NFL, have we? Max, you might know that.
Yeah, we have.
When was the last time?
There was one for sure in the 90s, and some crossed the line eventually. And wasn't it 2000s, early 2000s?
Surely the 90s. So the last one was in 2011, but that was before the 2011 season started. It was a five-month lockout. From March 12th to July 25th.
Well, but they didn't – sorry, I should say strike. Like, they didn't miss regular season games.
So 1987 was the last time that there was there was a one-month strike during the 1987 season. Okay. 1982, there was an eight-week strike during the season. Those are the only two that have actually happened during the season, 1982 and 1987.
I don't think we'll get to that point. It's going to take players. It's going to take individual players to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to want that fully guaranteed. And ownership's going to have to continue to find ways to. Well, let me ask you this. This is a total left field curveball, but I'm just trying to think of the possibility. Let's say it was a guy like Mahomes, and Mahomes isn't going to do this. I just keep using him as the example of like the most leverage a player has in football. What would you rather do if you were an owner? Because I've long thought, and the NFL, especially with quarterbacks, that ownership stakes will be the next crazy big, like weird contractual thing that happens, right? Like for a guy like Mahomes to say, you know what, I want 1% ownership stake or 2%, or that's the thing in the contract. If you were an owner, which would you rather give? A fully guaranteed $600 million contract or an ownership stake to a guy like who is the face of your franchise and probably will be for the next 30, 40 years?
I mean, knowing the way that these NFL teams appreciate and value, I think a guaranteed contract is probably a cheaper option. Because all we know, I mean, we obviously know that these NFL franchises continue to grow in value significantly year over year. Like the famous story of what Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys for in 89 versus what they're worth right now. And there's no indication that that's going to slow down anytime soon. So, I mean, if it was that choice, I mean, I would say a guaranteed contract for sure. I think the other thing too is that I know you bring up the Mahomes, like the example of Patrick Mahomes, and you could bring up any player as an example. The reason why even having the face of a league like a Patrick Mahomes championing this whole thing, why that probably won't work is because there are 31 other owners in the NFL that don't care. Like it, because really at the end of the day, like Patrick Mahomes may be the face of the league, but really it's only impactful to the Kansas City Chiefs and to Clark Hunt. Like it's not like if Patrick Mahomes says, I want guaranteed contracts and I want the entire, right, you know, all the players to have guaranteed contracts, you know, he's not going to do this. But at the end of the day, like it's only going to be the Chiefs that would have to be impacted by that. The other 31 owners don't really care. It doesn't really impact them.
Correct. And that's what happened with Deshaun Watson, right? Nobody cares that they gave him as a stupid contract. But what it would take is that becoming a precedent. And the only way that happens is if the top guy makes it a precedent. Deshaun Watson was not the top guy. That's why that made no sense when they did it. No sense. It's like, why would they do that for Deshaun Watson? Like we didn't even know if he was any good anymore when they signed that deal. He'd been hurt. He was, you know, doing his thing with massage parlors and allegedly, like all of that was happening. It's like, where did that come from? I'm saying like, every year we have these quarterback and they all have to, you know, get a little bit more than the last guy and all that. And the NFL is smart, right? The NFL is really, really smart. They do a great job of looking like they concede things and they never do, right? Like it looks like, oh, fine. We'll make Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback and we'll fight it and be contentious about it. And we don't want to do it. But the reality is like in bigger picture, they don't care about making Dak Prescott die. They do from a football perspective, right? Because they have a salary cap, but they don't from a business perspective care about making Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback. At least I don't think they do. They would care more about, yeah, fully guaranteed money that they have to pay in case of an injury. And so like, but we'll only focus on the football side. And we're like, well, does that make the most sense to their salary cap and to their roster and to all these things? NBA has a salary cap, right? And they get guaranteed contracts. Baseball, it doesn't matter because there's no salary cap. So nobody really cares, right? It's just money that goes forever. Nobody cares about that. Football, it's against the cap. So the NBA is against the cap and they do it anyway. It's interesting that the NFL has been able to do this for this long because it's the sport that probably wants to strike the least of all the sports, I would imagine, because it has such a stranglehold on us. And that could fracture at any moment if there's any perceived weakness or distractions away from the field. It's an interesting story only because I can't believe they still don't have guaranteed contracts. I think about that a lot, but it's it's a fallout of the Deshaun Watson deal, which is from a business perspective one of the silliest deals we've ever seen in sports. Like, why would you do that, Browns? Why would you do that? We'll get Felix Johnson's take on that, on the stadium stuff. We're going to have a conversation about the Chiefs with the Chiefs insider and about football in general. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. It's a Tuesday in the summertime, and we're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in for another hour of Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock, Dan Felix Johnson here with you on this Tuesday. Felix, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. It is. We're just kind of counting down the days until training camp here. The NFL is giving us some pretty interesting stories. I think the one, and we can start here and then we'll go into the Chiefs. You can find Felix's work, by the way, at Arrowhead Addict. You'll follow him on X at Felix R. Johnson. I don't know if you saw this morning, and there's some reporting here in the last couple of days. Pablo Torre, I think, had it originally, and others. The NFL, after the Deshaun Watson trade, an arbitrator decided that they very likely colluded to make sure there were no guaranteed contracts. I don't know. I don't think the NFL fan base as a whole really cares about that. I'm not sure I do either, other than just being amazed that this league still doesn't guarantee contracts and that the players haven't taken that one singular issue and made it their hill to die on over the years at the bargaining table. Do you think there's any fallout from this, though, if like they see that there's this galvanizing thing? I don't, but I could see the possibility.
Yeah, I think the battle has always been, like, obviously we talk about the value. Obviously a quarterback deserves probably a guaranteed contract more than anybody else would. So when a quarterback did get one, like Kirk Cousins got his with the Vikings when he first signed with them, Deshaun Watson, obviously mentioning him. But I think it's just kind of the numbers thing, where it's just like there's 53 guys on your regular season roster. It's kind of hard to guarantee all of them because it's just a hard thing to do, even for billionaires. And so I think that it is one of those things.
The NBA does it.
Exactly. But there's 15 guys on those rosters as opposed to the 53 on the NFL roster and then however many more on the practice squad. So and obviously these are things that can be figured out because these are billionaires with the capital B's. And so I'm sure that they could be figured out if they absolutely wanted to, but obviously the players haven't pressed the issue yet. And so I think that it is going to be something in the coming years that the issue does get pressed, but it's just not yet because of one reason or another. And I think that like we're seeing a rise in like running backs getting paid more, like because we saw like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley have Saquon's not 30 yet, but Derrick Henry's past the age of 30. We've seen older running backs have really good years. And so I think we're going to start seeing more and more guaranteed contracts just across the league. I mean, it depends, and it's going to be more over the course, probably like by 2030, that we're going to see them spread out over positions. But I think we're going to see it start to grow a little bit.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. And in fairness to NFL ownership, because baseball guaranteed – NFL players get paid far more quickly than baseball players, for instance, who have to go through an arbitration process. Exactly. And can't even hit free agency to get those guaranteed contracts for a really long time in most cases. Exactly. So there are I just think the NFL's always done such a good job of avoiding that elephant in the room by doing other things to sort of be distracting from the big thing, which for is, sure. Hey, wait a minute. We're like, this is the most injury prone sport. And we get hurt more than anybody. Why aren't we guaranteeing these deals? Like, why isn't this like, and so they're like, oh, hey, look, you can get a big guaranteed rookie contract. Exactly. You can get all this stuff right away.
Well, and that's what a lot of casual fans may not understand is that the NFL Players Union is probably the weakest of the four major sports just because, and like, and Roger Goodell is probably the best commissioner, but he's helped out by having a weaker players union because they're not fighting for as many things as the MLB Players Union or the NBA PA or whatever the case may be. So it works out in both cases where Roger Goodell is really, really good at his job, but also his job is made easier by not having a ton of opposition on the other side.
Yeah, it's always been interesting to me. We'll see if this gains any legs. There may be some smoke blown, but I don't even know when the next bargaining happens. The thought of a strike makes me want to vomit ever. in pro sports, we want our games and we want our distractions. Let's talk about the Chiefs here, Felix. You wrote about Creed Humphrey since the last time we talked. You think leadership for him is going to be pretty paramount for this team. I mean, the offensive line sort of remains this only question for this team. And I think we'd all agree, even with the loss of Joe Tooney, they're probably more talented this year than they were last year. But you think Humphrey's going to have to be a big part of that, a big part of it all working together.
Well, yeah. And I think that when the Chiefs moved Joe Tooney out to left tackle, they were more confident with moving him out there because you have Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith on the other side. Just in the end, it's weird that the offensive line is a question mark, but the interior of the offensive line might be a strength of the entire team because Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey's being an all-pro. So it is just kind of an obvious thing of like, yeah, your center is your leader of your offensive line because he touches the ball every play, but Creed Humphrey is also their best pound-for-pound blocker, so it allows you to be a little bit more creative. You can move your guard out to tackle if you absolutely need to, like the Chiefs did last year. And now this year, probably bring in Kingsley Suamataia or a backup or whatever the case may be, whoever the starter is at left guard that we'll see. And then with the tackles, like Jawan Taylor, that's a question in and of itself. But whomever left tackle is week one and for the long course of 2025, Creed Humphrey is going to have a big hand in that just by being the center. And at best, a really good center can eliminate a third of the quarterback's job by saying, I've got the protection, I've got the run fit, the run scheme, or whatever the case may be. And so, I obviously, Creed Humphrey is the best center in the league by every notion, by every metric out there, and especially now that Frank Ragnow is retired. So, I think that even his role is going to be even more increased because they're losing Joe Tooney, but also they have some pieces that they're going to have to fit together going into this year.
Yeah, look, I think, and I'm guilty of this too, I think that the role, and I like that you brought this up in that article, because you're going to have Smith and Humphrey, right? Boom. Everything's locked in with those guys. Jawan Taylor is okay. He's all right. He's mm-hmm. way too penalized. Then you're going to have a huge hole at left guard without Joe Tooney being there. You're asking a guy who is one of the worst left tackles we've seen in a while, just assume that he's going to be better at being a guard, right? Mm-hmm. It's a big ask. It's possible. It's totally possible, but it's a big ask. And then we still don't know between Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons and all the things they're going to have at left tackle. There are a lot of questions, even though I think that the line will be better collectively, mm-hmm. at least at the one thing that killed them last year. I don't know if it'll be a better overall unit, but they'll be better at pass blocking.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of questions with this, and it is the one area that we know from our history recently tells us this, that could be an Achilles heel for this, mm-hmm. for this team. So yeah, a guy like Humphrey, and every veteran and coach in there has a lot of work to do with a lot of new faces and new places and all kinds of different things to make sure this works and they don't cost them another Super Bowl.
Well, and I even think in the case of Kingsley Suamataia, I think you're taking a 21-year-old second-round pick and saying, all right, the reigning Super Bowl champions, you're the starting left tackle week one. Protect Patrick Mahomes and figure it out. And he was still a very raw prospect and very right. just – that's what he was. And so maybe bring him in, and this is probably more of a personnel thing, trying to bring him in to tackle. And then they had the ability to draft a Josh Simmons, and they went and signed Jalen Moore, which I thought they're probably going to sign a backup tackle of sorts, a swing tackle, no matter what, because that's where the league is kind of moving. And I think that's really interesting. Whether or not Jawan Taylor is going to be there for the long run for the entirety of his contract, I think the Chiefs are going to need a guy that can play left and right tackle, because you saw like the Lions this past year, they led the league in, I believe, like the sixth offensive lineman. The Bills did a ton of it. And so I think the Chiefs could introduce some of it, even though Andy Reid likes to be creative and doing a lot of different things, but you're just going to need a backup tackle anyway. So I think it's like you're saying, it's going to be really interesting to see just because a lot of shifting movements, but with the, as much potential as it is, this could be one of the better offensive lines because if Josh Simmons works out, if Kingsley Tuimataia works out, obviously Creed Humphrey is that dude, Trey Smith in his franchise tag year, and then their right tackle and Jawan Taylor, he can be passable. So I believe that like you're saying, this could be a better offensive line strictly by these guys are young and they might just figure it out this year.
But we don't know. I mean, who's going to be the right tackle? If the Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl, who's going to be the right tackle?
It's probably Jawan Taylor. And then, I mean, the left tackle, I mean, that's the thing is that the Chiefs have done a really good job. And I mean, you can kind of look at it like the receivers, like Xavier Worthy got better as the year progressed along. And by the end of the season, it was like, sure, he's a rookie, but he's also been in this offense for an entire year. The offensive line is in a similar case when they drafted Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, where they were rookies and they started the entire year and were some of the best offensive linemen in football. And so maybe by the end of the year, whomever their left tackle, left guard, right tackle, whomever is playing in those spots, those guys have been playing the full season or at least a lot of the year.
We have a caller with us, Stuart. We'll get to Stuart. Hang with us, Stuart, in just a second. We'll go back to that. He thinks he's a solution to the NFL contract guaranteed thing. But before we do that, some rumors out there with the Chiefs and the Royals stadiums potentially coming to Kansas. Boy, it looks more like the Chiefs are going to stick around in Missouri. Is that the right play, do you think? I know, obviously, there is sentimental value there that it will probably the total investment will be less for Missouri, but the cash out of Clark Hunt's pocket will also probably be less if they just renovate Arrowhead. But it's going to cost them a Super Bowl. They're not getting a Super Bowl to an open-air stadium in Kansas City in February.
Right.
Do you think it's the right call for the Chiefs? What do you think they should do?
Well, and I think to that point is that a Super Bowl can only come to you once every 6-7 years or whatever the case may be. They're going to be playing divisional games in December and playoff games in January. So you might as well have that advantage and be used to it and be playing against Miami like they did a couple years ago in like the fourth coldest game in NFL history. Use that advantage for you. And if Patrick Mahomes, and I remember I wrote the article a couple weeks ago, once Patrick Mahomes gets older, it may be something that maybe you wish you were playing in a dome, but we saw Tom Brady age in a domeless stadium. So I think that it is something that we can see moving forward that it like wish you kind of had a dome a couple years ago. But at the same time, there is a great advantage in playing outdoors, especially against some teams in the AFC, like a Houston might be coming to town this coming year. There's a couple of teams that are coming to Arrowhead where you have a massive advantage just by it being cold outside.
Yeah, I don't know what the right answer is on that, but it sure does look like. And the Super Bowl's a big deal, though, man.
Super, for sure.
But they got a draft, and they've gotten
– And I mean, the question is, would you rather be playing in the Super Bowl or hosting it? And, like, I think that the Chiefs have a better chance of playing in the Super Bowl if they have the track of playing in the home field advantage of
I think weather. We're talking about football and business. If it's a business question – Boy, hosting that Super Bowl, because they'd probably, you know, you'd probably get two. They'd probably say, we'll bring the Super Bowl there two over the next 30 years or whatever it is.
For sure.
It's an interesting situation. We got about a week left, but it sure looks like they're going to stay, and they've always wanted to probably. All right. Felix Max says he really likes your hat. Max is, he's an old guy. So he likes the Beatles. He likes that hat. What we're going to try to do here, though, this will be cool. We're going to try to take Stuart in his call. Give me 2 seconds, technically speaking. We haven't done this yet. So I've got to figure out if we can hear Stuart on this video stream. So, Max, let's get to Stuart and see what he's got to say.
Are you there?
Yep, we got you, Stuart. How's it going?
The players desperately don't want an 18-game schedule. Dig your feet in and tell them if you want an 18-game schedule, we want guaranteed contracts. The players win either way. They don't want an 18-game schedule.
They probably would be fine with an 18-game schedule, Stuart, if they get paid for an 18-game schedule.
Exactly.
And if they don't have to play another preseason game. That, well, that I, and I get what you're saying, like the leverage there potentially for the players. But if you asked an NFL owner, 32 out of 32 would tell you, if you're giving me the option of an 18-game schedule or fully guaranteeing contracts, we're good at 17, right? They're not going to – like, that's a nice thing. But they'll pay the players to play the extra game, and they'll exactly. take away a preseason game if they do.
But the players,
and I think a second bye throughout the season would help a lot too.
Say that again, Stuart.
The players, I was talking about all those mileage and wear and tear. This is the bargaining chip they could win on.
Oh, I don't think they could win on it, because I think if it came to that, the NFL would say, well, we don't really care about an 18th game anymore.
Exactly.
Like, if it meant they needed to guarantee contracts fully, what?
Well, then the players would win, because they don't want an 18-game schedule anyway.
I don't think that if the players get paid for 18 games and they don't have to play another preseason game, like if that shrunk, I think you might be surprised at how many players would be just fine playing 18 games. It would also give them, by almost all accounts, an extra bye week. So, you know, probably I think it's going to happen. I think you'll see the preseason shrink by a game. I think you'll see players play 18, but get a second bye week. I think most players would prefer that, to have two bye weeks during the season, play one more week. For the NFL, it's a win because you could take it right up to President's Day. You get your three-day weekend for the Super Bowl. Like, it's coming. So I just don't know how much of a bargaining chip or like a line in the sand players are going to draw. Because if they tried to say, all right, fine, we'll do 18 games if you fully guarantee our contracts, the NFL is just going to say, we'll just play 17 games. I mean, they're not – that's too much of a loss for the NFL to have to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was an idea.
It's a good idea. I appreciate it, Stuart. All ideas are good ideas.
Yeah.
But that one I don't think is a strong enough. I don't think, Felix, there would be anything other than the absolute stars saying that's the next evolution exactly. of the contract.
Well, I think even more so, and this might be a little bit too radical, I think we see the preseason eliminated completely, and then we see a second bye week come in and the 18th game. And I don't know how long that would take and whatever the case may. And you're saying, like, they'll if you pay us for the 18th game or pay us more, even go to the nth degree of guaranteeing our contracts, then we'll play an 18th game. But I think the bargaining chip is, we'll play an 18th game if you give us another bye week. And so I think that's more of the trade as opposed to the money aspect.
I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that when games like that are added, they just take the per game rate, mm-hmm. right, for the players, and they'll just tack that onto their contract. Yeah. So if you're making $1 million a game, you just get an extra $1 million. They're not asking them to play for free, to play an 18th game for free. I don't even know. Off the top of my head, that's how it works for the playoffs, right? Like,
there's playoff bonuses. I'm not exactly sure. There's probably like a sliding scale. Like, Patrick Mahomes definitely makes more than the rookie outside linebacker, but I can't remember exactly how that works.
I think it's just kind of based on what you'd normally make. I mean, if the players are playing playoff games for free, that's not happening. So, you know, they'll
win the Super Bowl, or do you want to get paid? So,
right. Yeah. Well, nobody wants to work for free. That's the end of the game. It's good. Felix, what do you have cooking for us this week?
I've got the Let's Talk Ball podcast. We'll be recording another episode today with Anthony Lawson. We'll be having an episode coming out this week talking about the top 10 defenses in the NFL. Unfortunately, our Kansas City Chiefs did not make it, but they're like sitting at number 11, which that's where they're probably supposed to be at efficiency-wise. But talking about the top defenses, talking about how football just crosses over into everything else. And so super excited to get things rolling.
I want to get, once you drop that, that'll be good, because I do want to start looking at things like that over this, you know, 3-4 week stretch we have before training camps, of how are things stacking up predictive. We ran out of time today, Tommy and I, to just sort of look at the rest of the league. If the Chiefs have gotten better, and I think we all think they have, what's everybody else done? Right.
Jair Alexander to the Ravens, man.
I think the Bills got better. I think the Ravens got better. I think the Bengals, mm-hmm. depending on what happens with Hendrickson, probably got better. The Texans will be better. Like, it feels like all the good teams got a little better. Of course, that's not reality. That never is. But it's an interesting dynamic. Felix, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate you.
There goes Felix Johnson. Find his work at Arrowhead Addict. You can also follow him on X. Good stuff there as we discuss everything across the league. Tommy, I just am ready. I don't know. Are you itching for football yet? Like, have you hit that point? I haven't yet, which is abnormal for me. I've really enjoyed this baseball season, and I'm kind of ready to just let that soak in a little bit, which includes the Royals.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I mean, obviously, if there was a football game on right now, I would watch it. But I'm totally into baseball. It's baseball time of year right now. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on getting to the All-Star break, getting to the trade deadline. That's where I'm at.
Do you think this is going to be, before we get into the Royals and get ready for their series that begins tonight against the Rays, do you think this is going to be an active trade deadline across baseball? I think there'll be trades. There'll be trades. Are there going to be blockbuster trades, though? I'm not sure that the sellers have blockbuster players.
There are always blockbuster trades. I mean, it's all relative, you know, based on the talent and the teams that are buying and selling and who's coming up onto free agency and all of that. So I think relative to the crop of players that are available, yeah, I think that there are always big trades. There are going to be teams that are looking for one or two specific pieces where they feel like they can get over the hump and win a championship. And so I think that it's not going to be just a dead trade deadline where nothing is going to happen. You still have
I think stuff will happen.
You have some clear cut. You've got clear cut teams though that have assets that they can move.
Who's the best player? And I'm asking this, like, I don't have a list in front of me, just like as we're chewing the fat a little bit. Like, who's the best player on a bad team that could get moved? For a while, it was Luis Robert, and it's like, is that really a headline anymore?
I mean, from a pitching perspective, Sandy Alcantara is out there for the Marlins, and he's somebody that I watched him pitch the other day against the Braves, and the Marlins could move him. That's probably the biggest, like, pitching
but he's just
player
now,
out
he's
there.
He's been good lately. But he's got a 6.69 ERA this year. Like,
yeah, but I think teams look at his stuff and they think, okay, like if we can get him out of Miami, we can get him back to where he needs to be. I mean, there's been from a hitting point of view, Nolan Arenado has been dangled so many different times. He's out there potentially as a possibility to be on the trade block. I could see him being somebody. You know, like there are others. Ryan McMahon from the Rockies is out there. Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks could be somebody that could be traded. There are a handful of players that are there that could be, you know, pretty popular trade deadline pickups.
Yeah, I guess I don't see a lot of those guys as just true. And look, we have a month here. Like, there could be teams that fall out that become sellers that could, like, if the Orioles are probably the most interesting. They have a lot of star power. It's not working out this year. How much are they willing to move potentially? I think they become a pretty interesting team to watch. But now I say all that from like the headline. Yeah, there'll be a ton of moves made. That's why I kind of think it's a seller's market, because now all of a sudden you're okay player becomes the best player on the market. You might, like, if you're the White Sox, if you're one of these teams that, like, now right now I'd probably be like, hey, let's make a deal now, because the more sellers that enter the market, the harder it's going to be for them to justify their guys. Anyway, let's talk Royals. Rays series, we all think, we talked to Jalen Thompson yesterday, because the Dodgers are involved in the Rays and they're two really good teams this year. 500 should always be the expectation for the Royals. 500 would feel pretty good this week, especially. We don't know why the Royals are not good at home this year. They're a 500 team at home this year. They had a lot of success against Tampa earlier in the year. Taj Bradley, while he has good stuff, has been susceptible this year. This will be a pretty big one to make sure you get it off to a good start. Chris Bubich on the mound for the Royals. you don't want to fall down in this series, I don't think, in a week where you know what's looming, do you? Like, this is pretty big. And I'll say it too. Bubich has given up 9 runs in his last 3 starts, 8 in his last 2. We talk about the offense needing to pull their weight. This might be a game where the offense needs to pull their weight.
Well, I mean, you know, look, this is a series that if you go back to when the Royals were in the middle of their heater, you know, they swept the Rays in Tampa. And so it wasn't that long ago that, you know, they took it to Tampa Bay. They've got to continue that on, at least so far this season. Matt Quatrero has had his old team's number, and they've got to try to turn around their fortunes at home. That's easier said than done. They've not played well at Kauffman Stadium recently. Of course, we all remember the winless homestand a couple of weeks ago. So they've got to turn that around, and you have to be able to take advantage of this series right now, tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday, because you know what looms on the horizon this weekend with the Dodgers. You've got to take advantage of a Rays team that, while the Rays have been overall good, they've been up and down this year, but they're trending upward right now. You did sweep them earlier this season. You know how to beat them. You've got to be able to take advantage of this series right now before the Dodgers series this weekend.
It's hard for me to just like make definitives with the Royals right now because they've been so wishy. I don't think they should be afraid of the Dodgers this weekend. I don't think there's any reason they can't win a series.
I don't think you'd be afraid of the Dodgers. I don't think you'd be afraid of the Dodgers. I just think you know what you're walking into. You know that you're walking into an extremely loaded lineup with some of the best players in Major League Baseball. And you compound that with the way that they've played recently at home. I think that's why this series is so crucial, because if they stumble in this series against the Rays, things can snowball pretty quickly.
If the home
struggles continue tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday against the Rays, then at that point, it's hard to be overly optimistic going into this weekend.
So the Dodgers, by the Dodgers starting rotation's kind of a mess right now. Like, they don't even have a starter listed for tonight, but it looks like the Royals are going to miss Yamamoto and they're going to miss Kershaw. The Royals could walk into that series and get a couple innings of Shohei, because I don't think he's ready to stretch out yet. Dustin May, like, I don't know that the Dodgers are going to be those. Could it could be shootout city, I guess, would be my thought on that. The Royals are in a pretty good situation as far as the way that whatever rotation the Dodgers are going to roll with. And again, it's kind of a mess for them right now. I honestly think it's kind of an opportunity against the Dodgers this weekend to have a good feel. Like, if they win that series, there'll be some context needed. But we won't care about that context if it's a part of the Royals like turning a corner a little bit. And I don't think it's the same as when the Yankees came in, because the Dodgers are in a little bit of a mess in their rotation. Yes, they're ultra talented, and yes, they could just smash through with their bats and do their thing. But it is, at least you're not facing their top arms at this point. And they will face Shohei in some capacity. But he's not going 7 innings against you. So I think there's some opportunity. If the bats can carry them in that series, just like they'll probably need to pick them up in the series against the Rays, well, let's just call it this then. Has there been a bigger opportunity in a week, you think, for these bats, who are, only because they're starting to hit the ball better, to return the favor of the early season pitching that the Royals, that the starters and everybody gave them? Like, this would be a great opportunity for you to bail them out in this week of games.
Yeah, I mean, it would be. And I think that we've seen, at least recently on this last road trip from the Royals, they've had the opportunity to not only have the offense come alive a little bit, but to back up their starting pitching. We saw that in the Rangers series last week. We saw that in the first game of the Padres series. Now, things had kind of reverted back to what we had been concerned about for a while in Saturday's game. Dylan Cease shut them down in San Diego on Saturday. The bullpen blew the game on Sunday. They've got to shake those two games off. and get back to business now, because you've got to get that run support. I mean, Noah Cameron, when he pitched on Saturday, it was like he's maybe gotten like two or three games total where he's gotten any kind of run support from his offense. So there just hasn't really been that in place for the Royals recently. You've got to do a better job at that in this series. I don't think either one of us have any doubt in the pitching prowess that the Royals have, especially in their rotation. But especially when you're taking on a team like the Rays. And then, of course, this weekend with the Dodgers, you've got to try to find a way to bat better with runners in scoring position, get leads, and hold on to them. That's just the bottom line.
It is. And, you know, I just think that the Royals are entering this strange time where the law of averages is going to play out. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think the law of averages for that starting rotation has started to, but I also think the bats have started to also. I don't think the starting pitching was as good as we saw early in the season. And I don't mean that as an insult. I think it's still really good. I think it's deep. I think it has a chance to be one of the top rotations in baseball, all of those things. But it's not sustainable what they were doing early. I also don't think it's sustainable that their bats are as slow as they were. So I think both of those things are returning to the mean a little bit. Where does that put the Royals in the grand scheme of things? If I told you the pitching's not quite that good, but the offense is not also this bad, does that make them a playoff team? And I think that becomes really interesting to watch here, because what if Chris Bubich isn't a Cy Young candidate? Right? What if Cole Reagans can't come back? But what if Bobby Witt Jr. returns to form from last year and Salvi finds his power? It's probably going to balance itself out a little bit here. This is a big opportunity for Bubich. Mentioned the pitchers against the Dodgers. Pitcher against the Rays in this series, you get Boz, you get Bradley. That's a good thing when you're playing the Rays to get those two guys. Both of those guys, though, I will caution, have the stuff to strike out a bunch of dudes and make you look silly, but they've been very inconsistent this year. Both of them have ERAs north of 4.5. So when you look at the pitchers that the Royals are going to face in these series, even though it's two teams that we're accustomed to having some of the best pitching in baseball, there is an opportunity for the Royals offense this week to go out and make a huge statement. They had a day off. It hasn't been coming for them at home. We'll see if it does. There are going to be a lot of fans at these games, I would imagine, because they're both highly impactful series, especially the Dodgers. I assume those are close to, if not sellouts. This will be a fun week of baseball, as long as the Royals don't fall flat and do what they did a couple of weeks ago, where we're ready to pull our hair out. But I think this will be a fun week at Kauffman. I think they're going to show up. I think the Royals are going to look good this week. We'll find out.
Tuesday. I back up Jalen Thompson. I agree with him. If you can get out of this 6-game stretch at 500, at that point, yeah, you feel good. Anything more than that is gravy.
Right. I think you feel good at that, too. I'll call that my baseline. I think they're going to get out at 500. I think it could be better than that. I'm an optimist, though. I hope it could be. I'm ready for baseball tonight. I'm ready for playoff caliber baseball tonight. We'll get it. Hey, don't forget the Summer Concert Series back at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. The series returns on Friday with King Midas live on stage. Gates will open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. Free live music, food trucks, Friday night fun all summer long. You can find the full schedule at kfhradio.com. Tommy, tonight, Royals Rays, 6:30 pregame coverage. Those 6:40 home games continue here. And again, I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for baseball just to lock in here. Royals to have a big week against two quality opponents.
I love being back to baseball. I feel like those off days, those Mondays are rough, so glad to get back to it tonight.
We'll get TJ and Brandon here for you the rest of the week. Tom will be off for a few days. Enjoy the time away. Thanks to Felix Johnson for being here with us. Thanks to Max for producing. For Tom and Jake, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.